Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.
Yeah, we're as frustrated as they are. And again, we know we've let them down. And the only way through this is to keep working and keep focusing on the right things. And Fred, Coach pointed those out. It's about creating more turnovers. It's about giving the ball up less. It's about achieving offensive balance. It's about finding better ways to get our young defensive players in better matchup situations and our best players in better matchup situations against our opponent's best players. So that if it's Jordy Nelson or if it's Gronkowski or if it's, you know, whoever we've played, their best players, those are the players we got to stop, or at least we've got to try to control. That's a big part of it, and it has helped continue to help these young players fit in their special teams roles. Oh, the trade deadline. You know, we've had two or three interesting things that have come across or people have called, but nothing that helps the Bears win now. We would be in a position where we gave up much more than our opponents were.
Do you have to keep win now as in win this season?
That's where we're at. Again, we're not quitting on the season. We're not quitting on ourselves. We got a lot in front of us. The first step is to win a football game. That's the first step to accomplish. You know, obviously Lamar had built up some frustration from not having a sack yet. You know, we were very pleased with his play in terms of his run against the run, and he led our team in hits on the quarterback, but he hadn't had his sack. So obviously that's a big stat in the NFL. It's awfully big for a free agent coming in. He got his first sack. He let out all of his frustrations, and ultimately he paid a price for it. We're disappointed for him and in him. He knows he made an error. He's come into all of our offices and apologized for his error. But ultimately, the team paid a price. At the end of the day, Lamar paid a bigger price. He lost the season. So enough said. Yeah, well, you know, Brad, when I've watched him on tape, I don't see that he lacks quickness or speed. I mean, when you watch him from the backside run, he's made several rundown plays from the backside or assisted tackles from the backside or solos from the backside. So I still see that long stride that he has, that long first step, good first step, and an ability to finish. I think he just means overall he's got to gain a step through his technique and through his leverage and just keep grinding. He's the only guy, I think Rat hit him once, but I know that Jared got the quarterback on the ground three times after, you know, after release. Obviously, those aren't sacks. What he's saying is he's getting close. He's a half a step from finishing, okay? In terms of, you know, the comment in relationship to his age, I don't see that he's lost speed and quickness. Yeah, that's on me, and still believe in what we're doing. You can't develop – you know, we're a team that has not had a whole lot of picks. Okay. So how are you going to develop your players if you keep – the way – you know, when you don't have a lot of picks, you have to bring in free agents. You're never going to have a nucleus of young players unless you're willing to develop the ones you have. So if you bring in veteran special teams players, whatever young players you have are going to sit until the guy in front of them gets hurt. So the only way to develop them as football players is they have to get involved. That's on teams. The young players we have on teams are athletic. There's some very good athletes on there with power. I mean, Cornelius Washington has been a find for us on teams, and he's developing as a player because of it, because he's learned what a game routine is all about, how to focus in on improving himself on teams and on the field. And we brought in Ahmad Dixon. Before he got hurt, he was a big plus. Okay? Terrence Mitchell will be a plus for us. As soon as we can get him worked into special teams, we will, in terms of what our active game day roster is. So do they need to fit better? Yes, they do, in terms of their assignments and their lanes and their coverage. We've had some really good moments, Dan. We haven't had enough of them. Okay? Obviously, you know, part of yesterday is we had a special team breakdown on coverage, which resulted in a score, which resulted in a very rough last 3 minutes of the half. Hey, I understand that. There's going to be errors. just as there is on offense and defense. But the thought is the only way we're ever going to develop a nucleus of young players that can play is we have to get them out on the field. They can't be sitting behind somebody because they're not a veteran player. They've got to gain that experience somehow. And we do, you know, it's, I think it's a little overemphasized. There's a lot of players on those teams that have snaps in this league before this year. It's not all rookies.
Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.